This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with pastel artist Bruce Gomez of the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art. For the second year in a row, Bruce is the poster boy for the Telluride Chamber Music Festival. They liked his work so much last year, they asked him to come back for second helpings. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Susan.
So, let's take us back to the beginning. How did you become an artist? You're self-trained, right?
I'm self-trained. I actually have a degree. My BA is in political science. I have a degree in romance languages and a concentration in constitutional law. There's no art in there whatsoever. I had been doing art for years, and I came to a crossroads of either going to law school or doing the art, and did the art. Go figure.
Yeah, was there any method to that madness?
Was there any method? Well, my former wife said she would either pay for law school or the art thing, and was very generous, and I took the art thing. I thought, I'll just do this one more time before I go to law school, and I never made it to law school.
Okay. That's an incredible choice, because the life of an artist is not as guaranteed lucrative as the life of a lawyer.
Oh, it's so close, though, really.
Okay. And are you totally self-trained? Did you take any courses?
I have not taken any courses at all. I teach with the AHA and have been teaching with the AHA for, I'm guessing, 15 years or so. But no, I have not. I actually study with anybody. I figured all this stuff out on my own.
You're some sort of genius, then.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly could have stood to have some sort of tutoring, but... I did learn how to invent a wheel all on my own. I invented fire all on my own. But apparently you can buy this stuff at the
Thank you very much. We'll move on.
Okay.
Describe the role that travel has played, near and far, by the way, because I'm including Telluride in this question, has played in developing your body of work.
Well, the traveling is actually one of the really great benefits. I even just going to Telluride, I have seen wonderful sunsets and just gotten some great shots. But what I found is you don't actually have to travel anywhere sometimes to get this really great beauty. I live in Denver, and I paint on a gallery on Colfax in New York, and from there I've done some of my best sky paintings, just right outside in the middle of a big American city. But I do get to go to places like Paris, Rome, London, and from there I get to paint just wonderful cultures, and I try to be as invisible as I can just so that I can try to understand these cultures that I'm only immersed in for a week or two at a time at best, and that I've been doing since 1990 when I did the first Telluride Jazz Festival poster.
Okay. Let us a little bit inside your process. It's interesting. It's definitely a combination of photography. So you have another art form, which is photography, and then execution in pastel.
Yes. Well, I have to use the photography because, especially when I'm down in Telluride and I'm walking down the San Miguel or down Bear Creek and it's literally 10 below zero and the camera barely works. And some people feel that I should be standing in the midst of all this painting live. As the French say, plein air. But so many of the things that I see in Telluride, and I'm sure the listeners are aware of how quickly the quality of light changes, the drama changes, and the best way for me to do this is certainly to capture it with a camera. I take home the images and I study them like crazy so that when I actually paint them, it's just like being there because, you know, I really obviously was there. But I've been there so many times, and I know Telluride so very well, that I can be all the way over in Denver and still remember all the smells and all the great colors when I've been in Telluride, even half a year after I've done something, or 5 years after it.
Okay, thank you. Now let's narrow the frame further and talk about the image you created for this year's Chamber Music Festival.
Well, the image that I chose this year was actually from the main street of Telluride, right outside of Will Thompson's gallery, the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art. And I had just been very mesmerized by Ingram Falls for the better part of last summer. And I had taken probably 300 shots and narrowed it down to the image that's that is now the poster image. And I just, something about that, it reminded me of anywhere from an old Tarzan movie in black and white. Oh, so many other movies where you get this beautiful, silky waterfall coming down, and I just fell in love with it. That day, that year of all years, that was it, last year for me. And I had to paint it, and I named it after my dear friend Rudy Davison, because he's been such a great guy in showing me and teaching me all about Telluride, so that when I paint it, I can paint it knowledgeably.
Do you remember what time of day it was when you took the image that became the painting?
That image is from about 5:30.
Okay.
And it was one of these. We had been having, it had been pretty wet when I was there, and it was like this spotlight moving across the valley, and I just had to wait. And I had been waiting for about 20 minutes just watching these various little spotlights sort of peter out and then come back again. And then there was this one that just hit the falls just right on the money, and it was perfection.
Yeah. As I recall, last year was also an image shot and therefore painted in late afternoon light. Do you tend to favor that light, Bruce?
Yeah, when it's something inside a Telluride, I do. I want to paint something that the festival goers will look at and say, I know where that is. And even if they're not from Telluride, they can see something that's pretty recognizable. And if I paint that stuff in the morning, both of the falls tend to be in the shadows, and they're not as spectacular. They're more sublime, and I'm looking for something that's going to be warm and identifiable and not just hidden in the shadows of early morning. Yeah, so I guess I do, in Telluride, in the town, I do prefer the late afternoon. I'm waiting great killer evening shot, though. That's what I'm looking for on the falls.
Stay tuned for next year on that one, then.
Indeed, I hope so.
I hope so, too. This is, once again, Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've had the pleasure of interviewing pastel artist Bruce Gomez of the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art. He created this year's Telluride Chamber Music Festival poster. It's a knockout. Thank you for your time, Bruce.
Thank you, Susan.